Over the last number of days, there's continued to be discussion, analysis, debate and fallout from the decision that was made and the deal that was reached between the coalition partners about sectoral emissions targets, emissions cuts targets for this country, if we are to have any hope of reaching our targets for reducing the amount of greenhouse gases we emit by 2030. Ireland is committed to a 25% cut in greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture by 2030. This is after a big battle and a big debate. The overall carbon emissions reduction has to be by 51%. A pretty daunting challenge for the country that, you know, our record is of missing our climate goals. We're, you know, per capita one of the world's highest emitters, and that's all needs to be changed. And this is the latest attempt to try and get a deal over the line and get movement done and get the emissions down to where they need to be. But what do farmers make of it? Particularly one farmer who met recently, had a visit recently from the minister involved here. That's the leader of the Labour, of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, who came to Kerry. That's Dinny Galvin, a farmer from the Spole. Dinny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kelly.
Tell me first of all about Eamon Ryan's visit a number of weeks ago.
We were delighted to have the minister on the peninsula. He visited two farms, actually. He came to my own farm, and we were able to show him what we've been doing. We have done an energy master plan in energy efficiency in the dairy sector with a group of 130 dairy farmers here on the peninsula. And we were able to show the minister that with heat recovery and with renewables and variable speed vacuum pumps, motors. Now, all this information was a bit alien to the minister because nobody had ever explained it to him before. He was very, very thankful and took it away, and actually spoke about it in Luxembourg the week after. And we were also able to tell him, you know, where we can... This can also be achieved in hospitality sector, where a lot of cooling would be done with for food and beer. And so there's, you know, we give the man quite a lot of information, and we're delighted to get the opportunity.
So when he left, you felt you had put the best foot forward in terms of what you've done in your farm, the solar PV panels, you know, the organisation of you know, anaerobic digestion, all of these things that you have done to try and make your farm as efficient as possible, should I say, Denis?
We have a feasibility study done on an anaerobic digester. We were able to tell the minister that of the 130 farmers, not counting any silage contractor, or some of this study would be 2 years old, where 130 of the dairy farmers almost used €1 million worth of agri diesel on the peninsula. And like I say, that's not counting any silage contractor. And we feel and we know from our study that we'd be able to create a biogas with anaerobic digestion, which would also cater for slurry, extra slurry on the farms. People have to realise that from the 15th of September, which is just over a month away, that our spreading date for the slurry is now the 15th of September, where it was the 15th of October before. We also have to our dairy washings, which could be spread every 10 days previously, now will now have to be stored for the calendar months as well. So we put all this to the minister, and he was a bit iffy about anaerobic digestion until we explained the benefits. We could also put the food waste from the town and West Kerry into this anaerobic digester, and also offal from a small abattoir, which would be very, very important to us. At one time we had 7 small abattoirs in the town of Dingle, and now we have Killarney is our nearest abattoir. So that doesn't make sense for a place that has 1.2 million visitors every summer.
Yeah.
Farm to fork is, and there's a lot of work being done here. We explained it to him. There's a food vending via Corcovina, which will be launched at the food festival. We're also looking into a bio district for the area, which would be organics. Now, that would be possible probably for the beef and the cattle and the sheep sector and the veg, but for the dairy farmers, that that would be a massive jump. Number one, you'd need a processor that would be processing that milk separately to milk that would be produced commercially. So we give all the information to him. We certainly got a good hearing. He spoke. He addressed all of us back in the Dingle Hub, and you know, there was great great support from the local community. There was a couple of other farmers and representatives back on the day, and everybody felt that, you know.
So what's your what's your reaction to the deal that was done then? 25%.
25%, I suppose. You know, we were up in Gortines last week representing the Dingle Hub, and I'd be there representing the farmers and the energy side of things. And to hear Eamon and Tim Cullinan arguing about the percentage that morning was kind of upsetting, because you'd feel like saying to them, will you stop arguing about it and just let's get on and let's get doing things here. Small things could make a big difference right away. But look, it's estimated to take $4 billion out of the farming sector, and quite a lot of that out of the sector, the dairy sector, and there'd be big reduction in jobs. And I suppose, look, as a representative for the farmers back here, nobody's standing up for the young people who have hundreds of thousands invested on their farms to milk cows and to keep involved in dairy farming. And like, they have actual financial commitments given to banks and financial institutions, where maybe they give so much back out of their milk checks to repay loans for their buildings over a 6-month period of the summer for so many years. How these young lads were educated to be intensive and to get the lash out of the land, and now what we're being told is, you know, you're going to have to approach these lads and say, hi, you're going to have to get rid of 25 cows out of 100 there. That's probably would be their, it definitely would be like to pay back for their buildings, which they had to do. Like, you know, that's very wrong. It's the wrong, to me, it's the wrong method. I suppose what, you know, we just take 25%. It's 25%, but 25% of what? There's not enough of information. We have our master plan done on the energy. We know that there's 16,000 dairy farmers within the country. If we were all left to our energy conservation or heat recovery or renewables, that would actually take 1/3 off of all the dairy sector's emissions right away. To find out on Friday that if we contribute with renewables, it's off of the energy sector, these emissions will be taken, not off of the agricultural sector.
Yeah.
And to me, that's very wrong. That's very unfair.
So your savings and your farms from solar panels, that will go into energy, not into agriculture reductions.
That would go into, and that's 1/3 of our emissions straight away. Now, there's fabulous work being done with you know, breeding and multi-species swards and clover swards. And yes, I believe in all that. And we're working on a locally led scheme here. We want the farmers to come to us. My phone is there every day. We want them to come to us and give us ideas. But we find, look, I took a look on Friday, and I'd be very, very upset with the farm organisations. I'm giving them 450 to 500 euros a year to farm organisations. Now, that's the insurance for the family car for the year. They've been looking out under the duvet at this with quite a few years, where they should have had to put a sustainability person on every county executive in the country and be working towards this.
You think they've been slow in moving up to that part to get all farmers to where you are?
They're way behind.
Ginny, is that
they're way behind. I'm proud to say we have more done back here in 3 years than what they've done nationally. And it's just not good enough. They've been looking out from under the duvet. They talk the talk. I watch them on the TV. They'll talk the talk and all that. But they run around then afterwards like headless chickens. They just don't know what to do, where to go. We need these. What's to be done needs to be knelt down here. The farming community need to be informed of that so we can then go. And like I said, on the energy side, that's 1/3 of our emissions. We haven't gone near biodiversity. We can set trees. We can set multi-species grassland. We can set hedges. None of this has been quantified yet. The farmers are can actually be the saviors of a lot of the issues here, and can give so much back to environmental actions. It's not taking 25% off of their dairy herd straight away. And to me, that's ridiculous.
That's wrong.
Because the Irish are producing fabulous food, whether it be beef, milk, sheep meat, veg. We're semi-organic.
Yeah, more carbon efficiently than other countries. How do you square it into talking it's too much. I know you've gone through the reasons why you think that's the case and why, you know, you can do more if things are more organised. But how do you react then to some of the reaction, I suppose, to the deal? Business groups, including Chambers Ireland, saying they feel that this deal was a buckle to the agriculture lobby, that it should have been higher. The cuts. Farming accounts for 1% of our national income, is the quote. Even in regional areas, its job creation effect is marginal. Farming, however, is an outsized part of our CO2 emissions, and too much is being looked for from transport, from commercial and public buildings, and from industry as a result. What's your reaction to that? That's someone looking at the same deal as you're looking at, saying the opposite.
Looking at the same deal, I totally disagree with them. Because the farming community have always given back to society. I've seen villages here that were almost dead. And to see young men starting up milking cows, to hear the action in that village and to hear the tractor going and to see the animals and see the cows. You must remember all this farming community they're bringing up their families locally as well. They're contributing to schools. Rural areas are under colossal pressure already. We know that the average age in the Kerry catchment area for the milk producer is 58. Now, that's quite old. There is no need to do a national cull on the herd because the age group of the farmers, a reduction will come naturally in time. That's what we feel. And the cost as it is, we're nearly getting, I think, 57 to 60 cent a litre for milk, but it's actually costing 20 cent to produce it. The farmers have always been, you have so much, you have the schools, you have the GAA, you have all the local things that the farmers are involved in, and farmers circulate money in quite a lot of different areas within their own communities. You take the farming communities, you put pressure on them and they disappear. There's a big loss for every sector from that.
Yeah, there certainly is. Dinny, listen, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for giving us your view on where things are at now. The bottom line is, I suppose, whatever way you cut it, more work needs to be done, more detail needs to be delivered, and it needs to be gotten on with now. But as you heard Dinny say there, very disappointed with the deal that was done, feels too much pressure on agriculture. The energy savings on farms been going to the energy sector rather than agriculture itself for all the work that they're doing, and more needs to be done in terms of the getting more farmers online with, I suppose, the way to save on emissions and to be more efficient, and solar PV panels and more supports need to be provided there. If you have a view on what he had to say, we want to hear from you.